Idaho Agricultural Trade Agreements. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Marketing Director for the Idaho State Department of Agriculture, Laura Johnson, spoke on exports and international trade at the annual commodity conference of the Idaho Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is Idaho's largest general farm organization. She discussed all kinds of exporting issues, including who gets what and in what percentages. A large part of that will be impacted by our interactions with foreign nations, so she talked about our trade agreements.
The United States is no longer a party to the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, but those 11 countries that remain have made an agreement to negotiate an agreement without the United States. But our competitors are now going to have better access to those markets than we will.
Johnson says that Asian markets, where a lot of commodities produced in Western states are traded, continue a rapid population growth, and that is good for Idaho wheat sales.
Naturally, a lot of our product is more competitive transportation-wise into Asian markets. These growth trends are very favorable for Idaho, because when you see the growth in Asia, it's not stopping. Population expansion of nearly 350 million is forecast for the Asia-Pacific region between what started in 2010 by 2020.
Idaho has international trade offices in Mexico, Taiwan, and China.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.